Brian and Trisha. It is 7:04 on this Wednesday morning. Did you hear about the driverless car that got pulled over in San Francisco recently?
No.
Okay. So it's a driverless taxi service.
Okay.
Okay. It is called Cruise. It's a company called Cruise. So the cop pulled the cab over at a red light.
The cab did something wrong? It had an infraction?
I'm not sure what it did, but it didn't comply. It kept going, and there was no one inside it. So during the stop, the car took off and then started driving again. Didn't go very far. It drove through the intersection when the light turned green and then pulled over and had its hazards on. So the company, Cruise, says that the car did what it was supposed to do. Their self-driving cars are programmed to yield for police and then pull over to the nearest location that's safe. So that's what the car thinks it did.
Okay.
And police ended up not issuing a citation. Not sure still why the car was being pulled over, but there is a video of a bystander that is kind of watching this whole thing happen. And the cop goes up to the driver's window.
And there's no driver.
I mean, the person's not close enough to be able to tell what's happening. But what do you do in a situation like that?
Who gets the ticket?
So you've got the people, like the customers that are sitting in the back. Do they sit in the back? If it's a driverless taxi, could they just sit wherever they want? Or just so the cop goes up to the driver's seat, nobody's there, and then he's looking around like, now what do I do? I don't know what you do in a situation like that.
Technology's changing so fast, the laws can't keep up.
I don't know how I feel about a driverless. Well, I do know how I feel about a driverless taxi. I'm not a fan of it.
No, I'm not either.
I just think people should be in control of the vehicle, because there are things that I feel like you've got to have human interaction with some things.
Yeah.
And you should. Maybe you don't have to, but you should. And how is this okay? This is not the Jetsons. I kind of thought this would never really happen, but here we are.
Well, they're not flying.
No, but they're just doing their own thing.
And you don't have a robot maid named Rosie.
True. What was the dog's name?
Oh, wow. Meet George Jetson, his boy Elroy, daughter Judy, Jane, his wife.
Jane, his wife.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I liked the Jetsons.
Me too.
Astro? Was that the dog's name?
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
Was it?
I'm going to say you're right. But it's been a long time.
I know
time
that
I've
he worked
it.
For Mr. Spacely at Spacely Sprockets.
Yes.
I know that.
But here we are in 2022.
And their biggest competition was Cogswell's Cogs.
Who's that the biggest competition for Cruise? I just really have an issue with driverless cars. I mean,
I do too.
Like, nobody?
I know, and there's people listening. Well, I've got one, and it does just fine.
How many people have a driverless car? Is it that common, and I'm just clueless?
I mean, it's not that common, but
this is in California where this happened. But and what do cops do? The first time a cop pulls over a driverless car, and they're like, you know, scratching their head, like, I'm not really sure. They didn't teach me this in the academy.
Yeah, who do you track down and give the ticket to is my biggest question.